Richard V. Allen. Crucial for this account are the copious notes taken by Charles Hill during his work with Secretary of State George Shultz. I am grateful to them for allowing me to quote from this exceptional source. In addition, I found much in the National Security Archive at George Washington University, both on-site and electronically. I also used the collections at the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library, as well as online publications available via Freedom of Information Act requests. David Holloway at Stanford kindly shared his copies of CIA papers. Molly Worthen of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill did the same with some pages from Charles Hill's work diary. And I am indebted to Sir Roderick Braithwaite, UK ambassador to the USSR and the Russian Federation in 1988 to 1991, for providing his diary of that period, and to Sir Roderick Lyne, who also served in the British Embassy in the Perestroika years and later became ambassador to Russia, for his recollections of how things appeared at the time. The Hoover Institution archive staff have been unstinting in their assistance. And for this book, I especially benefited from the advice I received from Laura Soroka, Carol Leddenham, David Jacobs, and Linda.